A common mindset and teaching amongst believers is that Shaul, also known as Paul, is anti-Torah. Ultimately, that his letters are new instructions and doctrines. This is a misconception. Shaul sat under some of the greatest minds of the time, including Rabbi Gamaliel. It was ultimately his Damascus Road encounter with Yeshua that would forever change his life. Although it would change his life and direction, there were some things that didn't change. He would spend time in Arabia and return back to Damascus as recorded in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 15 through 18, doing what I believe to be revisiting Torah and the prophets, but this time with the scales removed from his eyes. Seeing the very same things that Yeshua revealed to his Talmidim in Luke chapter 24. His challenge would be different than the others, in that he would be presenting a Jewish concept, that of Messiah, to the nations who followed and worshipped many gods. Even with this transition in his life, Shaul was still a rabbi of the Torah, which is known in Jewish culture as the written law. He understood the traps of the oral law, which is also known as the traditions of the elders, and is viewed equally with the written law, but is comprised of additional laws created by man and not Adonai. All of his letters either directly quoted a passage from Torah or provided insight to specific situations that are influenced by the teachings of Torah. Shaul writes in Romans chapter 7 and verse 7, "Therefore, what are we to say? That the Torah is sinful? Heaven forbid. Rather, the function of the Torah was that without it, I would not have known what sin is. For example, I would not have become conscious of what greed is if the Torah had not said, 'Thou shalt not covet.'" And verse 12, "So the Torah is holy, that is, the commandment is holy, just, and good." Torah identifies what sin is. Without it, how will you know if what you are doing is contrary to what Adonai has written? Shaul certainly continues using and applying Torah in his letters, whether a direct quote, indirect reference, or concept found in Torah. Shaul's letters are saturated with Torah. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.